And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they gladly received his word. We're so quick. Say, oh, receive the Holy Ghost. Just receive the new wine. Receive this, receive this. But here, they received the word. Woo, there are some people that need to receive the word. Come and hear marvelous word. Come and receive the word which gives you power to overcome. Come receive the fresh wine, the new wine of the Holy Ghost, but also receive the word, because there's a spirit on the word. There's an anointing on the word of God that you've got to receive. And they gladly received his word and were baptized, and the same day were added. They see, you can feed people. There are people that get filled with a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They get filled, get tipsy or drunk a little bit. Amen. But you see, when they receive the word, they're added. When they receive the word, they're added. And learn something here, church people. Learn something here. You got to have the wine of the Holy Ghost. I believe it's absolutely essential. You got to have new wine. But you also got to have the bread that you may be able to stabilize yourself and be added. When they received the bread of the word, they were added, and added unto them about 3,000 souls. How many want to add? Well, he multiplies his word. He multiplies his word. We got to understand the power of the word, the anointing on the word. And they continually steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and breaking bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many. This is another thing I want to talk to you about. Somebody say many. And many signs and wonders were done by the apostles. Turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 4. How many are ready for a revival? God's teaching us something here. God's teaching us something here, how to get the souls in. What adds? What adds? The word. The word of God is powerful. Listen to this. Jump on down to verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. I'm prophesying to you that we're about to see revival like we've never seen before, and God's given us instruction. He's given us the wine of the Holy Ghost. Now he's saying that don't forget the bread, bread and wine. Get turned on to the bread. You just get drunk, you'll just stagger around in the wilderness drunk. But when you add the word to it, he'll add. Amen. Don't give up the new wine of the Holy Ghost. Please don't do that. Oh, Lord, don't do that. Keep the wine. Get the wine. Get the wine. Get as much as you can get. Get, I mean, stock up. I mean, you can drink the whole thing all to you. Keep getting it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Get it. It'll give you power. Amen. But add to that wine the word. See, that's when the power comes. And that's when things start to manifest. What? Because you got all that power. You're drunk enough to do anything for God, but what are you going to do? Woo! What are you going to do? I mean, you got to be drunk, but you got to have something to put it on. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? When you get drunk in the Holy Ghost, you're bold enough to do anything. Now listen, but when you got the word, it tells you what to do. See, that's where the enemy gets us off. They got a bunch of people that know what to do because they got the word, but they ain't got any spirit, so they're not crazy enough to do it. They're not drunk enough to do what God told them to do. They just sit up there and find out what to do, but they have no power to do what God told them to do. Well, there are a bunch of people with a bunch of power, but no instruction. But when you put the two together, souls are added, and something happens. Now, you said you want signs and wonders, and God's telling you the ingredient for supernatural signs and wonders. It's been prophesied that this is the season of signs and wonders. The ingredients of signs and wonders is bread and wine. Notice that we weren't able to see any signs and wonders to the degree. There's been a little bit more. Why? Because there's bread in the house. We sat up under the word for 30 days and the spirit for 30 days. And as soon as he laid a strong enough foundation of the word, he had something to work with. Then the things just started to happen. I guarantee you supernatural signs and wonders when you put it together. When you put those ingredients together, miracles happen. Spirit and bread, the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, you put it together, something is going to happen. And it needs to happen in this city. He said, now look, now grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. That God just said, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. He jumped on them so quick that the building shook. He said, I can accommodate that. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. But one after that, one after that, after they were filled with the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, and they spoke the word of God with all boldness. You know, when you get drunk, you run your mouth. How many of you have ever been drunk in the flesh? You've been a drunk that would not shut up? Let me tell you something. Well, that's God's ingredients for deliverance. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and started talking the word. The power of the Holy Ghost is going to come on you. You got a good word, and it's going to come out of you. Don't speak the word without the Holy Ghost. And don't have the Holy Ghost and not speak the word. Put the two together. Amen. Don't nobody want to hear no eat no bread with no wine? That's why they turned the channel. Don't nobody want to hear you talking about Jesus when you're just as dry and dead yourself? It won't work. It won't work. For the flesh profits nothing, but the Spirit you can do all things. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. There are a whole bunch of stuff I know, but I can try to do what I know in my head and it will not work. But when the anointing of the Holy Ghost gets on it, hallelujah, I see a difference. When we give it up, when we give it up and put God in it, amen, He just starts to move. Don't you know the anointing of the Holy Ghost is moving? We go out in the restaurant, we invite somebody, and they take in the address and say, how do I get there? Where is this place that I got to come? They're going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming, but you got to be drunk in the Holy Ghost to keep them. Now listen when I say about that. You are not going to be able to keep what God gives you by His Spirit in your flesh. Because you got to realize it's the Spirit of God that calls. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that calls. Not my personality, not your personality. It's the Spirit of God that woos men in. You can cut this short, add this, put good music in, take that music out, dress up, dress down. But when God gets ready, when you put bread and wine together, whether you understand it or not, something happens. And you got to have that confidence. God does it. The Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. There ain't nothing worse than labor. There's nothing worse than labor. But one thing, labor in vain. There's only one thing worse than labor, and that's labor in vain. Guess what? I'm not going to labor in vain. I'm going to let the Lord build the house. And if He built it back then, if He added, we still haven't topped what they did then, in one day, 3,000 souls to the number, by the power of the Holy Ghost, for signs are a sign for the unbeliever. And we don't want to cut off the power. We got to realize the Bible says signs are for the unbeliever. That's the attraction. But you can attract them, but it's the word that keeps them. You hear the difference? Chapter 4, verse 8. And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, did what? Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, did what? Said unto them, ye rulers of the people. He preached. He told them the word. Now, when you add those things together, as we were talking about, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spake the word of God with boldness, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that ought to have those things, but they all put all things in common. And with great power. How many are ready to see great power? How many are ready to see great power? With great power, gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Wine, bread, power. Wine, bread, power. You want better? Wine, bread, power, multiplication. Wine, bread, power, multiplication. How's he going to multiply it? Same way he did in the Bible. The Holy Ghost and the Word. God confirms the Word with signs and wonders, and people are added to his number. And the anointing will get so strong. This is where we're headed. Verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And all were with one accord. That's another ingredient to revival. One accord. And believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes. And believers were added to the Lord, multitudes. Multitudes. When's the last time you saw a multitude? When's the last time you saw a multitude? If it's in the Word, it's possible. If it's in the Word, it's possible. This is just chapter 5. In 5 chapters, multitudes in one series of meetings. Are you ready for multitudes? Are you ready for multitudes? Can I tell you something? You've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost in order to have a multitude, because you cannot prepare yourself to keep the multitudes. You're going to have to walk in the Holy Ghost and know who to talk to, when to talk to, and what to say when you talk to him. Multitudes. Multitudes. The Holy Ghost knows how to do it. If I were intending to do it in my flesh, yeah, I'd go and let them teach my flesh how to do it. But the Holy Ghost can do a real good job. And guess what? You're a part of that. See, you're a part of that. That's why he put the elements together. The wine of the Spirit to calm you when you're ready to flake out. And the Word to teach you how to function, so that you can handle the multitudes. But God doesn't trust us. God doesn't trust us, our human understanding. He told us he's not going to build it that way anyhow. That's how he told you, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. We cannot build anything in our flesh and by our own abilities. We can't do it that way. You can't run it that way. It won't work that way. God honors his Word. And if he sees the wine of the Holy Ghost, if he sees the Holy Ghost, he can trust that. And if he sees Jesus, the Word, he say, I can bless that. He said, I'll work with that with signs and wonders, and I'll multiply that. That's what God works on. He does not believe anything you got in your head. The Bible even says, let God be true and every man be a liar. Anything you say in the flesh, guess what? You can hang it up. It is not going to come to pass. You are a liar. You're going to run cold. You're going to run dry. Your flesh won't be able to do it. Amen? You might start out and do good for about 1 to 2 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, 2 days, 4 hours. But your flesh will grow tired. It will get out. But the Spirit within can do it. So God looks at the anointing and says, look, I will bless the anointing and I'll bless the Word. That will never go away. That's what he uses to build. He doesn't use a lot of people because he wasn't intending on using their understanding. He uses people that will let God saturate them with his presence and his Spirit. And those people that are saturated, that they'd sit up under the Word, he says, that is what I'll do signs and wonders on. How many of you been waiting for a long time? How many of you been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting? The things that you hear is why God, you know why I believe God told you to take notes? I believe because the ingredients are there. Not because we're so good. I believe that we've got the ingredients to see the power of God. And wherever the power of God's in manifestation, something's going to happen. You just put the two together, it's going to happen. And I believe something so big, something so marvelous is going to happen that you're going to have to be filled with the Holy Ghost in order to work in it and to do it. And if you don't have the Word down on the inside of you, if you plan on doing this thing in your human understanding and in your flesh and thinking about this, guess what? It will never work. It will never, ever work. But these things that you're hearing right now as the Spirit of God, when the things that you learn, the things that you hear are the things that's going to hold it all together, you need to tell people you need the wine of the Holy Ghost and the Word. Because you get both of them. You get two. You get some that just want to eat the Word all the time, eat the Word all the time, and they wonder why nothing happened in their life and why they're so dry. Because they haven't taken it with the Spirit. The balance of the two. This is the type of anointing that God wants to put in there. And the believers were added more to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folk, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. When you put certain ingredients together, things naturally happen. Things just naturally happen. When you line up, God fills up, and he leans in. Now, right here, go on over to 42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And isn't it amazing that daily souls were added? Souls are added daily. See, that's the anointing that God wants. God wants the Spirit. He wants to add daily. Daily he wants to add. And when we can preach and teach the Word daily, guess what happens? Souls are added daily. How many want to line up to see that happen? How many want to stay where you are? Don't resist the Holy Ghost. This can happen. This is real. This is real. How many believe this can happen? This is real. You know what? It's happening all over the world. It happened in Seoul, Korea. It happened in China. How do you think they got more Christians in China than we have Americans? Did you know that? Why? They just read the book. They didn't have anybody to tell them what to do. They read the book and took it just as that. And when we start to do the same thing will happen to us. Do we got some people that will do the same thing? Don't hold back the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Don't stand in the way of what God wants to do. How do you stand in the way of what God wants to do? You cannot stand in the way of what God wants you to do spiritually, but you get your flesh there. Flesh will move. Flesh won't move. See, the flesh that's easy to deal with is the flesh that manifests itself in an ungodly way. You can see that, you can deal with that. But it's that flesh that tries to act godly. It tries to act right, like them Pharisees. That's the flesh that won't get out of the way. I'm hearing something in my spirit right now that I've never sensed before, and I've seen it the last couple of days, how Jesus constantly dealt so harshly with the Pharisees. And I never noticed that. Why? Because he didn't like them? Because they were mean to people? No. No, no, no. It's because they were against the Spirit and the Word. They wanted to handle everything in what they could figure out and understand in their own understanding. And they wanted to do the same thing their way. They wanted to bring a kingdom too. They didn't hate Jesus. They just didn't like the way he was bringing the kingdom. God will do his thing his way. And you got to go with his flow. And you wonder why people get so off and get so crazy and get so bizarre and churches collapse and they can't walk in unity. They can't walk in peace. Why? People wanting to do God things with their own understanding. Don't you process through your thoughts. Do it. His word said it, you do it. We don't got to talk about it. We don't got to discuss it. We don't got to vote on it. He's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And we've got to follow the Spirit. For God said, upon this rock, the Word, will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I can see things just naturally happening. Not because we decided. Why? Because we put some ingredients together, and those ingredients are starting to manifest. when I see this big thing that God wants to do, I want to run. You know why? Because I see that it means death. Death of the flesh. Many people say, I want to die to the flesh so I don't get to go to hell. Well, we can get saved enough to get to heaven. You know, you think, well, that's not so bad. I can get into heaven with that, and I can get into heaven. This is nice stuff. But when I see what the anointing of the Holy Ghost wants to do in this generation, in this age, and in this time, it's supernatural and it's powerful. There's nothing, not even the good things that we possess in our own flesh. It's all got to die. Start killing yourself in advance. I'm not talking about physically. Start knocking yourself off right now. It's not good enough. You'll just waste your time trying to use that thing. It's like somebody trying to build a house with a Fisher-Price plastic box of tools. No, they'll work. No, you'll just bang and bang and bang. It won't happen. Throw the toolbox away or you'll be tempted to use it. 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 Throw those things away. You might as well hang it up. And it's by the Spirit and the Word, bread and wine. Bread and wine. It's Jesus and Jesus alone, the Holy Ghost. That's why Paul said, I crucify my flesh daily, because if he didn't, he wouldn't be able to do anything. And the Word of God increased. Verse 7. You're going to have to be ready that the words and the things that come out of your mouth might affect 30 and 40 people. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? By the way that you act and the things that you say just off the top of your head. Well, God doesn't want you to say things off the top of your head. He wants you to say the things that he said in these anointed services and in these anointed words. He's telling you what you're going to tell others. Because the thing that you pull out of your flesh is going to kill people. Don't you understand that? He said, for your words are death and life. And see, you don't know that. Any word, he says, for the flesh, what? It's death. But the Spirit gives life. Anything out of your flesh and out of your own understanding will produce death. There are a whole lot of churches you can go to and die. Because it's all flesh. Many Bible studies, I've seen people full of the Holy Ghost and full of life and go to a Bible study and die. That's why God's talking to you right now, because people are going to be living by your words. And the words, just when people are cussing, people know not to eat that. That's a bottle that's got the little head with little bones under it. It says poison. Well, you got to watch out for that arsenic. Stuff they can put in your food and you can't taste it. Stuff that looks good, sounds good, acts good, but they don't know that it's poison. Anything from the flesh is poison. See, that's why God's telling you, and the words and the things that you hear, those are things you're going to have to repeat. The disciples were so effective, all they did was repeat what they heard. That was their whole ministry. What he did to them in private, they did in the open. You better not exalt yourself in pride thinking you're going to get it together when you're in the middle of the rush of the anointing of the Holy Ghost and when the revival's on. You're going to miss it and you're going to cause people to die. Now when you're alone with the Holy Ghost and there are people here and God's preaching and teaching things, you think, I don't need it now. I don't need it now. But the day is coming. You're going to need it. Get your notes out. People are going to live. People are going to come up to you with some circumstances, with some things in their life, and you're not going to know what to say. But you can open up that notebook. It's going to be right there. You will not be able to knock off people and stay around. See, people don't know why do preachers and ministers die before their time? Brother Branham, you can think of them different ones. Why? Why? Because their voice got so great and got so strong, and they had the ability to affect more people, and they were knocking off people. They were meaning well. They were meaning well and doing well, but they were affecting too many people. You're going to affect a lot of people. When multitudes come around and you say this and you say that, there are people who are going to go by your words. And you know, when it's a church, when it's one thing if it's a dead church and you say something that affects 10 and 15 people, and we're not going to get anything anyhow. But then when there's something that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is there, the love of God is there, and that's something that God meant for them to change your life, and then we're in the flesh and we start affecting 9, 6, and 10, 20 people, you know, no, that's not going to last for long. Spirit and Word. Get it together now. Don't wait until the middle of it. That's why those disciples, that's why Paul and them walked so rough. And Peter walked so rough. Because they didn't have time to play games. I mean, they were in the middle of a revival. They were in the middle of revival. When they were in the middle of revival, and the woman was following them around, and they were walking in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that woman was saying all kind of stuff, and they turned around and healed her immediately because they didn't have time to deal with it. That's why one guy said, look, give me this same power that you have that I might do this. He tried to offer money for the gift. And he said, you're going to go blind because you try to do that. So you're going to lose your sight. Why? Why? We don't have time. They didn't have time. See, we don't have time to mess with that. You're affecting too many people. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. I'm telling you right now, this is where we're going. Guess what? I don't like it. To me, that flesh is going to die. But that's what God says. Give yourself continually to prayer and to the word. What's going to happen? When God calls you to lay down your life, I don't want you to put anything on you but prayer and the word of God. That's life in Jesus Christ, but as far as this world goes, that's death. When you pray all day long and you're in the word all day long, where are you going to go? What are you going to hear that stuff doesn't affect? Notice that prayer and the word came continually before the ministry did. Why do you think the signs and wonders were being done by the hands of the apostle? Why? Why do you think the apostolic ministry had signs and wonders happening? Why? I mean, they were in prayer and the word all day long. Something had to happen. Prayer, praying in the Holy Ghost, water, wine, and the word, bread. They were messing around with ingredients all day long. Those deadly ingredients, those explosive ingredients, the Holy Ghost and the word of God. And wherever they wing it, explosions happen. Jump on down to verse 7. And the word of God increased. How many of you know that the word does increase? If you want to increase anything in your life, increase the word in that area. And the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Listen to that. Greatly. Greatly. Great. Increased, multiplied, greatly, great. All in one verse. Look at that. Increased, multiplied, greatly, great. All of those in one thing. It's a little bit better than what we're expecting and what we want. Increase, multiply, greatly, great. If we just had one wave of multiplication one day in this room, this place would be packed. But the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied. How many are you ready to see disciples multiply? How many are ready to see disciples multiply? Not just people come to church, but disciples multiply. That's a nightmare, a bunch of people coming to church. That I don't even want that. I look at people and say, I just can't wait to get that in church. I don't want people to come in here. I want disciples to multiply. Hallelujah. That's just work. Because you got flesh sitting out there. Flesh keeps flesh. Spirit keeps spirit. Flesh keeps flesh. Spirit keeps spirit. That's why Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. When I call, they'll come. This is a spiritual thing. You better hear this in your spirit. Say this. Say, word of God, increase in the name of Jesus. Number of disciples be multiplied. Number of disciples multiply. Right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I rebuke just large numbers. We don't want large numbers. We want the word of God, which says that that disciples would be multiplied. We won't receive a counterfeit and an Ishmael, Father God. We won't be distracted by numbers, Father God, but we'll stay in the number until disciples are multiplied in Jesus' name. Get that in our spirits. Get that in our spirits right now. That's a warning from the Holy Ghost that the devil's going to try to distract with numbers, with numbers. God didn't promise to give you numbers, but he said he would multiply disciples. Hallelujah. There are a bunch of people going to try to wear you out with numbers. Get rid of the numbers and get to the disciples that God will multiply. And a great number of priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. even the helps ministry will walk in signs and wonders. You wonder why Stephen's in there? Remember, God came and taught you the helps ministry. Stephen's was that he represents the helps ministry. You notice there were two groups that did signs and wonders: the fivefold and the helps. Do you see that in Scripture? Look throughout your Bible. Two ministries moved in signs and wonders: the fivefold, the apostles, great signs and wonders. Then all of a sudden, somebody else popped up and started doing signs and wonders. Stephen. He wasn't an apostle. He was a helper, taking care of business. And that same anointing fell on him. I prophesy to you, that thing that you're afraid to do, that's where you're going to find them signs and wonders. God's going to set you out to do some stuff, and signs and wonders are going to start to happen. Not just pastor up at the front, but Stephen did signs and wonders. The word increased so much that the apostles needed help with the signs and wonders. The word of God increased so much that they needed help performing signs and wonders. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is going to increase to the point to where we're going to need help to get all the people healed. Sister, put down that mouth for a couple minutes. There's 200 people in the chapel. We can't get them all. We can't get all the devils out. Come on and get them out. And the same anointing will rest on you. Why? Because with the word comes assignment. With the word comes assignment. With the word comes assignment. And those apostles got in the word continually. And the vision kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, to where the health ministry had to jump over into signs and wonders to accomplish what God wanted to accomplish.